Today I want to talk to you about one of the main sources of funding for entrepreneurs. As you probably all know, especially those that started a business a while ago, or they are thinking about starting a business sometime this year, that the main source of funding for entrepreneurs is either personal funds, money from family and friends, or savings. And I want to give you four recommendations that I have used for myself, and I think it's going to be important for some of you to consider, because in the past I have seen a lot of entrepreneurs that have self-funded their projects, and because of different factors, they were not able to make it after year three or four. They were not considering certain situations that affected the performance of the business, run out of money, and they have to close. So the first recommendation that I wanna provide you is that do not run out of money. And it sounds like super basic, but you'll be surprised like how many entrepreneurs have gone through this difficult situation. Through the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce, I have seen anywhere from like retail businesses, professional service providers, contractors, etc., that when they were working on their business plan, they didn't consider all the different variables that affected their investment, affected like the positioning of a business in the marketplace. And I'll give you an example. The last case that I knew here in San Diego, he was a restaurant owner that started his business, you know, got the lease, started making all the improvements inside the location, and because of external factors, which in this case it was his dealings with the city, it took longer than expected to complete the project. And because of those extra 3-4 months that it took him to open his business, by the time that he was able to open those doors, he didn't have any money for marketing. So he was relying on word of mouth to start getting all this foot traffic into his business. And when you are running a restaurant, you depend a lot on volume. So unfortunately, he didn't have enough sales, and he had to close the business after 4 months. So keep that in mind, because like I said, sometimes we think that we're gonna have enough cash to open the business and to start generating revenue before we run out of money. And if we don't take the proper planning and have a very detailed business strategy, most likely you're not gonna succeed, and you're gonna put yourself in a very difficult situation. And unfortunately in our community, savings, credit cards, friends and family investing in us because they believe in our projects are some of the main sources of revenue. And if you're getting money from family and friends, you don't want to let them down. You don't want to be in a situation where they trust you with their money, and then, you know, a few months later, you have the bad news to tell them that business is not going well and you won't be able to pay them back. So make sure that you take the proper time for that. My personal story, in 2008, when we started the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce, I had some savings. The business didn't have any investors, so I have to start financing the business by myself, the organization by myself, and it took us 3 years to make the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce sustainable. So it is really extremely important that you keep that in mind. My drive to make sure that the project was a successful one is what kept me going all those months without generating any revenue. But not everyone has that stamina, you know, to go to all those months without generating revenue and working like 14, 15 hours a day. For a lot of you, and even for me at some point in those years, it was very difficult. So you have to have like a very strong mindset and have a lot of internal energy to go through this process. So make sure that your business plan considers every internal and external factor as possible, so you have enough money to position yourself in the marketplace, and you can start generating that revenue. And then my second point after you go through that process is that my recommendation is that you start paying yourself, because eventually you will need additional cash. And if you don't have investors or the business is not generating enough to take you to the next level, at least you have that money on the side, and then you can reinvest it in your business. Or if your business is already generating enough revenue to keep growing, maybe there is another business opportunity that you want to consider and you want to grab money, you know, because this happens a lot. And I have seen it a lot in our community where there is one business that is doing really well. Let's say that the wife has this idea that she wants to start, and then you start grabbing money from the business that is already profitable to invest it into a new entity. And I have seen it where, you know, they put themselves in such a difficult situation where the business that was doing well has to close doors because it ran out of money for, you know, having to invest in the other business idea. But if you have money aside, you can grab the money and start like the whole process, just like you started with your first business. And we have gone through that. Like in the past few years, I helped my brother developing a very robust technology platform, and it cost us a lot of money. And I was able to help him to invest in the development of this technology platform that it cost, like I said, a lot of money, but I was able to do it because we have that little extra money aside to make that investment from here into his business. So make sure that you repay yourself. And then the third recommendation that I have for you is as part of your business strategy, you must have a digital strategy. And that's one of the reasons why I started the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce, because access to capital is the first, I guess, challenge that a new startup has. The second one is marketing, like how they're gonna put themselves out there, how they're gonna start marketing their products and services. And for that, you need money. And the more money that you invest in marketing, the bigger your market share is gonna be, at least, you know, in most of the cases. So make sure that you have a very strong digital strategy, and not just from the marketing perspective, but also from the internal operation of the business. You wanna make sure that you have an internal system and processes within your business that are gonna help you to run your operation very efficiently. So that way you can translate that efficiency into your marketing strategy. You'll be able to generate a lot of leads, a lot of new business, new accounts, etc., selling a lot of products depending on what line of business you are in. And through that digital business strategy, you'll be able to capitalize on your resources a little better than if you don't have one. And unfortunately, again, in the especially in the Latino business community, that happens a lot. There are a lot of businesses until this day that they do not have a website, they do not have a digital strategy, and it is affecting their businesses. And even if they are already generating enough revenue and they are trying to take their business to the next level, I think like having a very strong digital business strategy is gonna facilitate that process. So make sure that as part of your business plan, you take the right time and invest the resources needed for you to have a very comprehensive digital business strategy that can help you to take your business to the next level. If you look around in your industry, I guarantee you that some of the most successful businesses in your area or in your industry, they have a very comprehensive digital business strategy. And it doesn't matter what you sell or whether products or services, you must have a very strong online presence, and you have to make sure that through that digital business strategy, you are going to be able to capitalize on the opportunities that the marketplace offers for your business. So please take the time, invest the resources necessary to take your business through the next level by using the technology and the internet as a business tool to help your business to become more competitive in the marketplace. And the last recommendation that I have for you guys is that you need to start building your business credit file. You have no idea how important this is, because once you start building your business credit file, you won't have to use your personal credit to go and apply for a business loan or for a business credit card or any of those matters. So if you start building your business credit file, it's gonna be way easier to get a business loan for your business or to secure, you know, any credit card or line of credit that you may need in the future for your business. In the last project that I worked on, I used Dun & Bradstreet, to start building the business credit file for that business. And for my surprise, the business, I haven't even launched it yet, but just because I'm utilizing certain online services for that business and I input those payments into the business profile, the business already has a credit score. And you know, if in 6 months from now I need to apply for a line of credit for that business, or like I said, a credit card, or maybe even like a small business loan, I'm already ahead of the game, because the business already have a credit score and they will qualify the business based on that credit score. If you have any other recommendations for that specific item, please make sure that you leave some comments below, because I would like to recommend other options for businesses that are trying to start building their credit score, you know, for the reasons that I just mentioned a little earlier. So those are my four recommendations for you guys, from what I have seen and from what I have experienced launching some businesses in the past. I hope this is beneficial of any value for some of you, especially for those that are considering, you know, moving from the position that you are in to start a new business. Take these four recommendations in as an advice from someone that has gone through the trenches and you know, made some mistakes in the past and stuff. So I hope that this is of some value for some of you guys. Thank you very much for watching.